This is Gabriel San Roman, your subversive historian. Back in the day, on March 30th, 1870, the 15th Amendment was added to the Constitution of the United States. The last of the Reconstruction Amendments attempted to federalize enfranchisement for black males. Three versions of the 15th Amendment were debated in Congress before final ratification. The agreed upon version was moderate, as it simply prohibited states from denying the vote on the basis of race, color, or having been enslaved previously. Radical Republicans in Congress have foreseen the coming of Jim Crow in advocating for a version that went further in terms of prohibiting states from imposing property, literacy, or birth restrictions on the vote. Since that version was not accepted, the South was able to thwart the 15th Amendment by turning to infamous mechanisms such as poll taxes, literacy tests, and grandfather clauses. It would be nearly a century later when an emergent civil rights movement demanded that the Voting Rights Act be legislated so that the 15th Amendment could be fully implemented. For Uprising, this is your truth professor saying it's no mystery. Why? They conceal our people's history. Bye.